Hi, welcome to Let's Talk Forex with Alison and Chris. So in this episode, we take a deep dive into breakout trading strategies. These strategies are high probability patterns and they're very easy to spot. In this episode, we cover how to identify breakouts, how to confirm them, where to place your stop loss, and then how to identify your profit targets. As always, if you have any questions, please reach out to us on our social media channels or alternatively contact us at podcast@fxscouts.com.
Hey, Alison.
Hey, Chris. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay, thanks. Nothing much to report. The sun is still shining. Portugal is still lovely. How are things at your end?
Yeah, we've actually had a lot of rain in the last couple of days, and it's been torrential, I must say. We haven't as much rain in a very long time, yeah.
Did it need it, though?
We do need it. Okay. You know, everybody here has water tanks, so, you know, the rain's always welcome, really, yeah. But the sun is shining again, and I'll go for a walk on the beach later.
I bet you will. That's what you do. That's excellent. Yeah, I'm probably going to try and get out in the sunshine this afternoon too.
Oh, good.
Lots of sun cream though for me. I just fry in the Portuguese sun. Yeah, I know. I just get bright red like a lobster. I've got to be so careful out here.
Your lily white British skin can't
handle it. I know. It can't handle it. It can't handle it. Anyway, what are we talking about today, Alison?
Well, today we're going to cover a very popular trading strategy, and we're going to cover breakout trading strategies. I know it's a strategy that a lot of traders use on a daily basis. They often trade breakouts, you know, at the session opens.
Yeah, so a breakout is when an asset price moves outside a defined support or resistance level with increased volume. As you say, it's a really popular trading approach. And it's often used by traders. They'll take a position when there's in a trend's early stages. It's quite important. And the strategy is often the starting point for really large price moves and increased volatility in the markets. So, and when managed carefully, it can even help in managing your risk better as well.
Yes, exactly. So basically, it involves taking a long position after the asset price breaks above a resistance level, or obviously a short position if it breaks below a support level. And once the currency pair, whatever you're trading, breaks beyond this perceived barrier, then volatility tends to increase and the price usually trends in the breakout's direction. And, you know, because traders are always looking for strong momentum, the actual breakout can be assigned to enter a position and hopefully profit from the market movement.
Yeah, and breakouts occur in pretty much all financial markets, which is it's a really important reason for why this is so popular. So large price movements are typical with channel breakouts and price pattern breakouts, such as the well-known head and shoulders, triangles, wedges, and flag patterns. So whether you're a position trader or if you prefer to skim potential profits off daily trades, you know, if you're a scalper or if you're a day trader, this strategy will work with any time frame.
Yeah, exactly. But there are a couple of things you have to be aware of. So, you know, if you are going to trade these, then you should use take profits and stop losses to manage your risk. But the nice thing with breakouts is it's quite easy to see where to place your take profits and stop losses. Then there's no guarantee of returns. Just because a strategy is popular, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be successful. It just gives you a high probability of success. And then, of course, you know, breakouts are subjective, as all trading is. Because traders often disagree about what constitutes support and resistance levels or whether they're seeing a pattern or not. So you also have to be aware that, again, this is not always going to work and your perception of support and resistance may be quite different from somebody else's.
Yep. Hence why stop loss and take profits are really important.
Absolutely.
In here to manage your risk. So how do breakouts work? So as we mentioned, you know, breakout occurs when the price of an asset moves below a support level or above a resistance level. and indicates that the asset price will move further in the breakout direction. But importantly, a breakout requires higher than normal volume in order to sustain itself. So low volume breakout patterns are prone to failure. It means that this at the asset price is more likely to retrace back to below the barrier level. And that's really important. So you're not just looking for the price movement, you're also looking for increase in volume.
Yeah, and I think that's an important distinction. Mm-hmm. So before we move on, we keep on saying that some traders might not understand these different terms. Mm-hmm. What is a support level? Basically, support and resistance underpin all technical analysis. So when you look at a chart over an extended period, particularly, you'll see support levels, and these are areas where prices are supported. So these basically provide the floor or the bottom for asset prices. And whenever an asset price falls to the support level, there's often a whole lot of willing buyers that will purchase because they think that the price presents good relative value. So it's basically the lowest level that a price might hit. And it often gets retested many, many times. And you'll see that level often doesn't get broken unless there's a break.
Unless there's a breakout. Yeah. So as you say, a price is going to get down to a support level, and then, there's going to be a lot of buyers are going to be like, oh, it's at that support level that's been retested multiple times. So therefore, it's going to bounce off it. And it's, the converse is true for a resistance level. It's, the opposite of a support level. So this is a place if you're looking at a chart, you can often find resistance levels, the areas where the prices usually stop, they're increasing or resisted, and they're not going to move any higher. And as you said, look, there's an element of positive feedback when it comes to support and resistance. So to manage risk, many traders will have stop and limit orders in place at both support and resistance levels, depending on the direction of their position. And because of these orders are going to be in place at these support and resistance levels, both levels can remain in place for a really long time. You see ranging markets, they just bounce off back and forth between support and resistance, sometimes for weeks.
Exactly. So it makes them very useful levels to understand.
I think this is a good point for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies and how to use breakout strategies in your trading.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the episode. If you're looking for more trading education, visit our website or our YouTube channel. We have plenty of resources available. And if you're looking for a good Forex broker, go check out our broker reviews.
Yeah, we provide an in-depth analysis of each broker. We highlight both their pros and cons. And you can always write to us as well. We're always happy to answer any questions. Hope you're enjoying the episode. And now let's get back to it.
Yes, and welcome back. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the different types of breakout strategies. So firstly, before we get into this, it's important to know that there are some common sort of factors that come into play between all breakout strategies. Firstly, is you're going to identify your opportunity. So you obviously, as we mentioned just now, you're going to find assets with strong support and or resistance levels. So the stronger the support or the resistance, or the more times these levels are tested, the better the potential for a favorable result. And that's a very important thing to note. Secondly, most strategies require patience, as we know, and breakouts are no exception. So if you want to avoid a false breakout, then you have to wait for the price to make a sizable move before taking your position. And this is very important. I think a lot of traders get impatient and they make the move before they've actually seen the confirmation.
Yeah, they do. And as we're talking about this, this pairs nicely with, you have to be looking at volume as well with breakouts. Yeah, and always set a profit target. So you can plan what your potential profits are going to be before you place your trade. So you want to use a stop loss and take profit orders. And this is also going to manage your risk and allows you to lock in the potential profits. Another thing you're going to be doing with breakout trading strategy is you might have to allow the asset to retest the level. So when an asset breaks the support level, the old support often becomes the new resistance, and vice versa when you're talking about resistance and support. So when it breaks the resistance level, the old resistance level will become the new support as well. So make sure it retests. It's always a good signifier that you're in a breakout.
Yeah, absolutely. And some trades will often see the retest broken fairly quickly. So it'll often retest that level fairly quickly. And this is where they often want to enter the trade. But if the trade does not sustain the breakout, so for example, it performs a retest but actually reverses, then you'll want to have a stop loss just below or above the candle that broke the support or resistance just to limit your loss. And as we said earlier, you know, there's no guarantee that the pattern is going to continue. There might be other underlying factors that you're not aware of. So always set that stop loss, you know, just below the candle that if you're going in a long position and just above the candle that broke that barrier on a short position.
Yep. And there's a couple of main breakout strategies. The first one is continuation breakout strategy. And this is an approach that aims to enter the market when there's a breakout of a key level of support resistance. The basic idea is that the established trend will continue. So what you're doing is you're capitalizing on market momentum here. So traders will set stop orders, which are pending orders, to buy or sell an asset when they have moved above or below a certain level. They will also set alerts waiting for a breakout for the trend.
Yeah, and I find the alerts and the orders really help. You know, it sort of takes your mind off it a little bit and allows you to, you know what you're expecting to see. And if you don't see that, of course, then you haven't had to wait there for hours for that to occur. So with the strategy, traders start by identifying a trend, and then you often look for a consolidation phase or a phase where the price moves sideways. And the reason is often with a consolidation, you have much higher volatility once a consolidation, you know, once the price breaks that consolidation. Mm-hmm. So the strategy will start to deliver when the price then breaks out of that and then moves beyond the key level of support or resistance. And this is where you'd place your trade. And the profit target, especially if you're trading with a wedge, if you notice that a wedge pattern has occurred, is set by measuring the height of the consolidation, so the largest part of that wedge, and projecting it in the direction of the breakout. So I hope that makes sense. But you'll measure the highest part of the wedge, and where you find the breakout, you can actually set your profit target at that same height, and you'll often find that that's a very good price level for your target.
Yep. So that's continuation. I mean, and the flip side of this is a reversal breakout strategy. So the continuation breakout strategy, you're trying to capitalize on trend, on momentum. But the reversal aims to profit from a trend reversal. So the same series that apply to continuation breakout will remain relevant, as do the general factors here. One thing I will add here, and it's something that we've mentioned quite frequently, looking for a reversal breakout can be dangerous. Yeah. Make sure you're absolutely 100% positive, because price does tend to move with trend most of the time. Reversals happen, but make sure that you're pretty confident that this is a reversal before jumping into this one. So even more importantly here, get your stop losses and take profits in place. Make sure your risk management is correct.
Exactly. And make sure that you have other confirmations in place, so that you know that, you know, definitely is a reversal taking place. And, you know, there are obviously some pros and cons of the breakout strategy. So some pros include the profit potential, and it can be very profitable because an asset's price often moves very rapidly once it goes past that breakout point. You know, these strategies have been tested over and over, and you often find huge profit potential once it retests that barrier. It'll generally move up very rapidly, especially if there's high volumes occurring at that point. And then, of course, you know, as we mentioned earlier, it's easy to set your entry and exit points. And it basically takes the emotion out of the trade, because there are very clear points to time your trade, both for profit taking. As I mentioned, you know, you can set it at the height of the highest point of that consolidation. And your loss, you know, you'll be able to set your stop loss just above or below the candle that basically broke that barrier. So it's quite easy to find those points.
Yeah, exactly. And there's other advantages as well. Like, I mean, we mentioned at the top here, breakouts occur in pretty much all markets. So, you know, Forex, commodities, equities, whatever you're trading, you're going to see breakouts. So yeah, you can use it across all markets. It's really time friendly. You know, you can set your take profit and stop loss orders after you've done your technical analysis, and you can leave your position. You don't really have to worry about adjustments. So, you know, it can take your mind off it. You know, also, because you're using set support and resistance levels, it makes it much easier to manage your risk. So you do your analysis, you get your price patterns, and then you set your stop loss based on support and resistance. And, you know, your risk management is much more efficient.
Yeah. But then there are some cons, of course, mm-hmm. as there are with strategies. So firstly, you know, it often happens quite quickly. As we said, these breakouts happen on high volume. Mm-hmm. So you've often got to make quite quick decisions as the market moves. And this pressure isn't for everyone. Of course, the higher your time frame, the easier it is, though not always. You know, sometimes you get very volatile and quick movements, even, in a couple of hours or a couple mm-hmm. of minutes sometimes, even if you are trading the longer time frame. So you have to be on your toes. And then the reverse is also true. Sometimes it requires a lot of patience, and you sometimes have to wait for a breakout, confirm the direction of the trend. And also you might actually spend time analyzing opportunities that don't lead to a trade, which can be very frustrating.
I was going to say, yeah, that's the biggest thing about the patience aspect of this, is that sometimes you can be as patient as you want, but it's just not going to happen. Yeah, which can be very disheartening. And then, yeah, another, you know, probably the biggest con, the biggest disadvantage of breakouts are false breakouts. You know, these are also called fake outs. So this is when the asset price breaks out of the consolidation phase, but then quickly reverses, which results in a loss when trading a breakout. And you're not going to take a profit before the reversal. So you can minimize the chance of this happening by checking additional confirmation signals that we've talked about. But this also increases the risk of missing the opportunity if you're too reliant on those extra confirmation signals. So yeah, it's probably the biggest danger here, fake outs. Another danger is something you touched on briefly there, Alison, is volatility. So breakout trading occurs generally in highly volatile markets, which means that you can do everything right based on market conditions and strategy and theory and everything, and you'll still suffer a loss. Look, no strategy is foolproof, and volatile markets are, you know, incredibly rocky places to be. There's a reason why we advise a lot of beginners to stay away from highly volatile markets. And finally, trading costs. I mean, this is a problem with breakout strategies because it often involves many small trades. And this is going to increase, you know, your fees on your platform. So your spread costs, your commission costs, and it will bite into your potential returns over time.
Yeah, but still, I find breakouts, you know, they're very popular, and I find for the most part, they're high probability trades in general. Mm-hmm. So in summary, it's basically a breakout is an asset when an asset moves outside a defined area of support or resistance with increased volume, and it's very popular, for traders to take positions within the trend's early stages. And that's the nice thing about breakouts is mostly with trend trading, you're sort of taking it mid-trend. But with a breakout, you can often capitalize on the beginning stages of the trend. And traders enter a long position after the asset price breaks above a resistance level, or you'll enter a short position if it breaks below a support level, often after a retest of that level, though. And, you know, it's a very profitable, it can be a profitable strategy. But the only thing is if it turns out to be a false breakout where the price breaks out of the consolidation phase but then quickly reverses, you could, of course, you might actually lose on the trade. So it's very, you know, it's very important that you have solid risk management in place.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I think that's a really good summation, Alison. So I think that about wraps it up for this week. Next week, we're going to be talking about gold price, which is very in the zeitgeist at the moment, as I'm sure some of you have seen. Gold has been hitting all-time highs recently. But we're going to be talking about specifically correlation with some of the major currency pairs. So we'll be looking at, how currency pairs and gold, and how you can use gold as a hedge which should be a really interesting chat.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And just the safe haven status of gold and what's been happening in the news recently, I think it'll be very interesting.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. Looking forward to it. Great, Alison. Well, thank you so much and have a great week ahead.
Yes, and just a note here, we have actually created some videos on breakout trading very recently. So we'll pop some links to breakout trading just so that you can get a visual of what breakout trading looks like and maybe just a little bit more insight if you are interested in trading breakouts.
Super. Thanks so much, Alison. Speak to you later.
Speak to you later. Cheers, Chris.
Bye.